Listening 3. Guide Commentaries. 1.
The elegant building you can see on your left, with the lovely green lawns in front of it, is, of course, one of the most famous buildings in America. It is also one of the most powerful. It was designed by James Hoban after the site had been chosen by George Washington. Building work began in 1792, and although it was burned early on by the British in the War of 1814, it was restored. John Adams was the first president to live here.
2.
You are now standing in front of one of the most famous sites in the whole world. It is without doubt the finest example of Mughal architecture. The glorious white marble exterior stands as a symbol of purity and love. It was built by the Emperor Shah Jahan as a mausoleum, a burial place for his beloved wife Mumtaz, and it took nearly 20 years to build.
3.
The magnificent structure we are now passing is 300 meters high and has stood on this site for over a century. It stands as a proud example of the technological and engineering achievements of 19th century France. It is said that the British planned to build a similar structure just a bit higher, but they only got as far as the first stage when, so the story goes, the structure began to collapse.
4.
Now, standing in the middle of the square, we have a splendid view of the largest and most important church in the Christian world. The church was started in the early 16th century and took over 100 years to complete. Bramante, Raffaello, and Michelangelo all worked on it. The centerpiece of the church is the magnificent dome standing over 120 meters high. We shall now go into the church and climb to the top for some wonderful views of the city. So I hope you're feeling fit.
5.
The building in front of you is nearly 2,500 years old. It is a masterpiece of architecture, reflecting the advanced development of the culture which produced it. It was built as a temple to the goddess Athena. But in its long history, it has also been used as a Christian church and as a mosque. Over the years, much of it has been destroyed. Indeed, a lot of the sculptures are held in the British Museum in London.
6.
We're now approaching a very famous site indeed. It has a main span of 1,280 meters. With a total length of 2,824 meters, making it one of the world's longest suspension bridges. As we cross, look to your left for some superb views of the city and the bay. And to your right, you'll be able to gaze out to the blue horizon of the Pacific Ocean.
7.
Soon, we'll be entering one of the most famous ancient buildings in the world. Most of what you can see is original. Imagine the scene, if you can. Over 1,500 years ago, as gladiators fought to the death, seeking the favor of their emperor. Imagine the blood and the death, the cruelty and the peculiar pleasures of the declining empire. It was here also the Christians are said to have been thrown to the wild beasts.